allegation of torture involving law enforcement officials. The Philippine National Police implements an internal mechanism to ensure that their personnel who are charged of human rights violations, such as torture, are disciplined accordingly. The internal mechanism helps the police disciplinary authorities administer sanctions against erring personnel who failed to abide by the rules and regulation. The Philippine National Police human rights officers conducts random inspection of lockup cells in police stations and may speak privately with individual detainees. To date, 94 cases of alleged human rights violations against police officers have been handled by this mechanism involving 236 personnel, with 17 personnel dismissed from the service, while others are still undergoing summary hearings. On the reported cases of torture that took place in police stations in order to extract confessions or information to be used in criminal proceedings, the Philippine National Police personnel is strictly observing proper procedures and measures in handling suspects in its investigations of all crimes as required in the Convention Against Torture, where all police personnel are mandated to inform all persons arrested, detained, or under investigation about their rights, such as their right to counsel, the right to physical examination after arrest, and before and after custodial investigation or interrogation. On accountability of violators, the government has institutionalized the doctrine of command responsibility through the issuance of Executive Order No. 226 in order to ensure that officials who extract confessions obtained under torture, including persons liable under the principle of command responsibility, are brought to justice, prosecuted, and punished accordingly. The Philippine National Police has applied the doctrine in two cases, which resulted to a demotion for serious neglect of duty regarding an alleged secret detention facility, and another is an administrative case against an official having knowledge of a torture incident without acting on it. On institutionalizing of Istanbul Protocol, the protocol was prescribed extensively in the Manual of Standards and Guidelines on the Management of the Hospital Emergency Department. Hospital emergency medical and paramedical staff were trained on the use of the manual. An order was providing appropriate and necessary examination, diagnostic procedures, treatment and rehabilitation services to the victim and the immediate family free of charge. And as to the worsening overcrowding jail conditions due to campaign against illegal drugs, we have to say that the overcrowding in jails today cannot be solely attributed to the national government's anti-drug campaign. Lengthy litigation of inmate cases is a major factor why many inmates stay longer in the detention facilities. The Bureau of Jail Management and Penology has addressed congestion through various legal modes of release. As of date, about 45,867 inmates were released through the paralegal program. Other legal modes of early release are being applied also to decongest jails. Thank you.